All right, let's talk about your family. You've got three little ones and one on the way. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Do the kids know you're a football player?
Yeah, they do actually. Even my 20-month-old,
Wow.
Yeah, he understands football. I mean, whenever he sees it on TV, he says football and daddy, but
Is it always you or sometimes it's not
no,
even
it
you?
could be high school football. He doesn't know the difference yet. But no, my oldest is 4, going on 5, and our middle is 3. So they both get it, both my daughters, and they love it. I mean, they have all the Toro, dolls and everything at the house, and so it's really, really cool. I didn't know if I was going to get that in my career to be able to play long enough to have my kids actually
See you
understand it
play.
and see me play and come to the games. And it's really cool before the games. And Jenny, my wife, will be able to have them down here before the game when I'm coming out my pads, and then after the game, having them underneath the stadium, it's probably the coolest experience and feeling to be able to share that with your family, especially your kids. And I mean, who knows how long I'll play, but that's something definitely that I will really miss.
What about being a dad? Is it like being a center? I mean,
It's
quarterback of the
probably
O-line room, quarterback of your home, or
it's
not really?
definitely a ton more challenging than playing football, that's for sure. But it's I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's the best experience that myself and my wife have been able to have is just have kids. We deem that as being lucky as well, because not everyone has that ability to be able to have kids, and we're very fortunate to be able to do that. And we have number 4 on the way due in March. So, it's been a hectic household the last 4.5 years or so. It's going to get even more hectic, but the good times definitely far outweigh the bad. So it's definitely been a great experience, and we're loving life.
Yeah, it's about to get really hectic, even more so if that's possible. What lesson do you want to teach your kids? I mean, you seem to have so much empathy for so many different groups, and you're involved in so many different things. If there's one lesson that you really want to pass on to your kids, what would that be?
It's funny you say that, because our oldest, McKenna, she's very, 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 she's a people person. She's very emotional. She is very into helping people out too, which is kind of along the same lines of what Jenny and myself do. And we already spoke on it. We do a lot of it in the community, and we show them a ton of pictures. They know that we go out there and help kids in hospitals and do that kind of stuff in the military. So for them to understand that and get that, I think that's one of the biggest messages for us. There's a lot of life values that we want to teach them, but overall, just kind of exactly what I said, treat others how you want to be treated. And that extends on a lot of walks of life, but I think as long as you're able to pass it along to them and instill those good values, I think they'll grow up to be great people.